You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
To the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday, the 20th of February, 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting live today at radioalbion.com because we have with us geopolitical analyst Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson from russjournal.org. Matt, good afternoon to you. How are you doing today?
I just want you to know that it's freezing here, and I turned off my heater so as to have the optimal sound for the audience. So you're welcome.
Good man, good man. Well, it's cold here as well, but if it's cold, it means it's a beautiful sunny day. It's a lovely day here, actually. Unfortunately, I can't say it's such a lovely day in Germany. We've had a terrorist attack over there, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But there's also been an attack over here in Britain in a mosque. And it appears that an imam was stabbed. And from the pictures of the arrest, it was somebody non-white who was arrested for this. It was somebody that was known to the mosque. And yet the BBC are still having experts on Islamophobia, experts on hate, experts on white supremacy to talk about this. Just unbelievable. There's nothing to say that this guy that stabbed someone in a mosque in Britain was anything to do with the far right. And it's pretty similar with what's going on in Germany at the moment. What it looks like is that there is a crazy man has shot his mother, shot nine other people, and he's being portrayed as if he was a far-right extremist. But as we will see from the news reports that we've got so far, it's far more likely that he was some kind of delusional paranoiac, I think. And it's not just myself that's going to be pointing this out. The AFD have released a statement as well, which you managed to find just before we went on air, Matt. What were the AFD saying about this?
Well, needless to say that they've come under attack for this. And they're basically saying that we can see, the political motive here is secondary, that they know already there's calls to ban the party. What they said, they're obviously going after the AFD. The faction leader said it's there's some political goal to be achieved here, but there's no obvious political goal here. There's no agenda. There's nothing that anyone has seen that says, I'm shooting these people for X reason. Everything that we know, what the guy said that we can actually read or see, has nothing to do with killing random people. So that's why they're very careful, the AFD says, in using the word terror, because it's not an obvious political goal. That the crime, in other words, has nothing to do with what we know this guy thought.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with achieving
that's what they're saying
goal. Terrorism, it's an act of violence in order to achieve a political goal. And there's no political goal here. The guy was going on about underground bases in America. Now, I've gone through as many reports as I can find to get what the official story is. So this is taken from quite a few different news sources. A suspected far-right extremist has killed at least nine people in attacks on two shisha bars in a city in western Germany, officials say. And I think that's been increased to 10 now. It could be 11. The attacker was located through CCTV at his home, where he was found dead, apparently from suicide, after first killing his mother. Now, it doesn't tell us whether the mother was killed before the rampage in the shisha bars or after the rampage in the shisha bars. And I wonder if it wasn't his mother that actually set him off. I mean, this isn't terrorism. You don't go and killing your own family members. That's not terrorism. That's it's not spouse suicide, is it? Patricide? Matricide is what it is. Chancellor Angela Merkel said there were many signs the attacker in Hanau had acted out of racism, saying he killed them because he did not like what they looked like. So what, did he not like what his mother looked like? Did he think his mother was somehow one of his enemies? Did he not like the colour of his mother's skin or something? I mean, that's a ridiculous thing for her to say. Local media have identified the suspect as Tobias Rathjen, a 43-year-old German citizen. The Bild tabloid reports he had a firearms license and that ammunition and gun magazines were found in his car. Authorities are examining a video that appears to be from the suspect posted online days before the attacks, in which he expresses right-wing conspiracy theories. And we'll see later on that it doesn't really appear to be right-wing conspiracy theories that he's talking about there. He is talking about conspiracy theories. German media say he also left a 24-page letter of confession, and we haven't seen that. We haven't been able to find that, but we have got apparently some quotes from it. The Die Welt newspaper said the killer delivered a personal message to all Americans in fluent English in a video posted online a few days ago. In it, he repeated conspiracy theories about underground military facilities and claiming the country is run by secret societies. So what does that have to do with him killing people in a shisha bar? How is this connected? How does this make him a far-right terrorist because he's talking about underground bases in America? Tobias R. also said that he felt he was being persecuted and watched. Peter Beuth, Interior Minister for the State of Hesse, said a website believed to be run by the suspect is being examined. He urged his countrymen to fight now against immigrants, including Turks and Arabs, and stated that entire ethnic groups, including Jews and North Africans, must be exterminated, in an apparent confession that the police found when searching his premises. So I guess this bit here, where he's talking about ethnic groups must be exterminated, that's reason enough to say that this must be far-right terrorism. It's not. It seems to me like this is just a madman here. What do you make of it, Matt?
They're allowing us to watch the video where he talks about underground bases for, 30 seconds. But no one's allowed to see this so-called confession letter. There's no explanation as to how they found this guy, how they knew this was the man, how he could kill that many people with a single Glock pistol, how the guy could, getting a firearms license in Germany is very hard. You have to pass, you can't have any mental health problems. You can't have any record. You can't be part of any kind of extremist group. And yet not only did he have a pistol, but he was a part of the shooting club, the Diana Bergen shooting club. And the spokesman, Thilo von Hagen, says that he was a very calm guy. Everyone liked him. He didn't do anything wrong. And then Klaus Schmidt, who was the chair of the shooting club, he said he's never said anything xenophobic or racist in since we've known him. He's been a member there since 2012. Never, nothing political, nothing racial. He said everyone, you could talk to him, everything's fine. So he has no record. He passed the psych screen, and people who know him say that he was perfectly fine and never had anything crazy or extremist going on. We can't see any of his political writings. He's dead. So typical, nothing is adding up. Nothing makes sense.
Well, it appears to be very, very handy for the German government because they're just sort of putting some legislation in at the moment, which this basically helps them with it. I mean, this is the thing with any of these attacks, when they call them far right, it gets used against nationalism. It gets used to censor our websites, censor what we have to say. I mean, these people that carry out these attacks, they're not doing any favors to nationalists. They're not doing any favors for truth speakers. They're basically just helping out the government with their clamping down on all political dissent. And, the timing of this is so bizarre. Federal prosecutors have taken over the investigation and are now examining a video Tobias R. is believed to have posted online just days ago. The video details a conspiracy theory about child abuse in the US and is believed to reference the already discredited Q conspiracy theory. Other videos and a manifesto are also being examined. Just yesterday, Merkel's government approved new draft measures to prevent the spread of online hate. Now, we've heard nothing that this was to do with anything that he saw online or anything that he read online. He did have his own website. That's been taken down. The video has been taken down. The video is available on Twitter and people have mirrored it. So you can actually see what he said. Because what they're sort of telling you here, they're not telling you quite how crazy this guy is. One headline measure in the bill will step up the pressure on social networking firms such as Facebook and Twitter to quickly remove the offending content. In future, the Silicon Valley giants will also have to report certain types of illegal posts to the German federal police, who will be able to pass on actionable data to prosecutors. What these illegal posts will be is neo-Nazi propaganda or plans to commit a terrorist attack would be covered under such rules. Obviously, plans to commit a terrorist attack would be covered under all rules anyway. That's obviously an illegal post. So what they're doing here is they're extending their reach to what they call neo-Nazi propaganda. And of course, they call the AfD neo-Nazi over there in Germany. So they will use this to try and ban the promotion of nationalist ideas in Germany. And this guy has helped them. The draft law would sharpen sentences still further for crimes arising from an anti-Semitic motive, which the Justice Ministry says have increased 40% since 2013. And of course, that doesn't mean violent crimes. That can just mean questioning World War II over in Germany is considered to be an anti-Semitic hate crime. And finally, Interior Ministry spokesman Grunewalder said police have identified around 50 extreme right adherents as dangerous individuals who could carry out a violent attack, compared with 660 Islamists and fewer than 10 far left extremists. Obviously, there are a lot more far left extremists that are violent, but they don't record them. But just compare the difference there. There are 50 extreme right adherents that they think are dangerous individuals, yet there are 660 Islamists. You know, 10, 12 times as many Islamists, yet it's the supposed far right that they're concerned about. And all this guy has done is help them with this, I think. It's certainly strange timing, isn't it? Yesterday, they brought this bill out, and today, this guy decides to go on a rampage.
Yeah, it's exceptionally convenient. There's a few things, you know, I listened to the video, and, you know, when our people talk about this kind of stuff, they give evidence. They just don't, you know, mention a slogan and then move on. This guy also, you know, he says to organize people. Our people never say anything like that. They know that kind of thing can't work today. And anybody who uses violence has to be, in some sense, working for the other side, because every single person I've ever met in the nationalist movement anywhere says that any act of violence means that the regime gets to discredit us and clamp down and do all kinds of this. So anyone who says a word about that, we know is not one of ours. So there's nothing that makes sense about this guy. He doesn't talk like our people do, and he's not even referring to Germany at all. He's referring to the Americans. I mean, you know, why wasn't he saying anything about NATO in Germany? It's odd that they, as a German citizen who speaks very good English, is just talking about the U.S. So, you know, again, nothing is adding up here.
Well, the mainstream narrative is that he's talking about Jews and non-whites, and they must all be exterminated, and he's been following this Q conspiracy. But as I said, the actual video is still available, and this is the actual transcript of the video that they are saying shows that he's an extreme far-right terrorist. He says, "This is a personal message to all Americans. Your country is under the control of invisible secret societies. They use unknown evil methods like mind control and hold up a modern system of slavery. If you don't believe the following, you'd better wake up quick. In your country exists so-called deep underground military bases. In some of them, they praise the devil himself. They abuse, torture, and kill little children. An unbelievable amount, and this has already been happening for a long period of time. Wake up, this is one form of reality in your country. Turn off the mainstream media, they don't have a clue. The first step is information. Maybe you have to read it again or hear it from two other sources, but now you know it. The second step is action. Locate these bases. Gather masses of people together and storm them. It's your duty as an American citizen to end this nightmare. Fight now. I mean, it sounds like a badly cliched satire of conspiracy theories, doesn't it? It sounds like, you know, it just doesn't sound real. That's why I think this guy is some kind of paranoid delusional.
That's right. I said the same thing about Dylann Roof. When I read Dylann Roof's thing, which sounds like it was written by more than one person, it sounds more like what the left thinks we think, rather than somebody who has even a modicum of knowledge. None of our people would say anything like this, just crudely like this. This is what the left thinks we do. Just throwing out a slogan here or there, no evidence, no nothing. You know, our people, we quote sources, news, I mean something. This is designed to be put out in the public because there is no evidence. So someone who doesn't know anything looks at this and says, oh, how can they believe this, killing little children? You know, why are we going to believe him? And no one would say, and he doesn't talk about NATO or the U.S. or he, you know, or the U.S. and Europe, just the Americans, not Germany at all. And then, you know, locate the bases, gather people and storm them. The other thing he says is that he says the media doesn't have a clue. In other words, they're innocent. They're just too dumb to know. Would any of our people say that? We know damn well what the media does. This whole thing was written by, you know, someone who could never be on our side. You know, when I was at the Barnes Review, I came to the conclusion that one of the things that we have to do is be able to tell the difference between people who are on our side and who go nuts because of how difficult it is versus people who are nuts, therefore they come to our side.
It's almost like it's black propaganda, isn't it? It's almost like it's been put out as if to say this is what the so-called far right, this is what they think, this is how ludicrous their views are, they don't have anything to back it up, they're all crazies that they believe that they're underground bases where there are devil worshippers sacrificing babies in America, and this is what the populists and the nationalists, this is what they think. And, you know, you could believe that was put out as black propaganda, but there's, you know, there's dead bodies. There's a guy that's killed his mother and killed himself after apparently putting this out. It was apparently him. So he's obviously got some kind of delusional mental problems that he was in. And yet it's being used by the German government to smear all nationalists and claim that this is something to do with the AfD. There's been quite a few updates just this afternoon, just as I was collecting these notes. This is the most recent one. This comes from The Guardian. On what seems to have been his personal website, taken offline in the hours since the attack, Rathjen has uploaded a 24-page text in which he tells his life story, claiming that his thoughts and actions have been controlled by mind readers working for an unnamed intelligence agency. So he's quite clearly not compos mentis, is he? He's got mental problems here. While the statement does not explicitly announce his intention to carry out an act of terror, there are lengthy passages in which Rathjen rails against ethnic minorities in Germany and announces that people of certain African, Asian, and Middle Eastern origins have to be completely annihilated within the country. And again, I don't know of any far-right advocate, any white nationalist, or even any white supremacist who says that you know, other races have to be completely annihilated. I mean, this is just nonsense terminology that people on the left use. And this is a direct quote from him. If there was a button available that would make this become a reality, I would press it in a flash, he writes. Rathjen claims to have arrived at his belief from personal experiences at school and work, as well as reading newspaper reports of fights between Germans and foreigners. And, you know, that is probably the truth of this. He hasn't come across any nationalist ideology, any nationalist talking points. His views come from his personal experiences and his own mental problems, I would suggest. And yet they're not going to highlight this. They will say that, oh, his views must have come from somewhere online. It must have come from right-wing websites or whatever. But he's said where his views actually come from, personal experience. He says, as of today, however, very few nations or races have emerged positively, while other races and cultures have not only made no contribution here, but are destructive, especially Islam. Hence my conclusion to eliminate the countries with their populations so that mankind has a chance at all to solve the riddle, because this will certainly not be possible in the presence of a numerically superior majority of idiots. So he wants to just genocide entire countries here. This is a total madman. He also mentions an act of war, which he says would be aimed as a double blow against a secret organization he believes is watching over him and the degeneration of the people. In his rambling statement, the Hanau attacker also claims to have invented the slogan America First and predicted the plots of numerous Hollywood movies, as well as the career of Liverpool Football Club's coach, Jurgen Klopp. And these are classic signs of paranoid delusions, aren't they? Delusions of grandeur here, and thinking that he gave the slogan American First to Donald Trump and could predict all these plots of movies. This is a madman, basically, that wasn't picked up on, that he had some kind of paranoid schizophrenia, I think. I mean, obviously, you could have conspiracy theories here. Was he somebody that was mind controlled to do this? But I think what we've got here is just a simple case of a paranoid schizophrenic that wasn't picked up on by the doctors. Possibly his mother had been telling him, you need to go and see the doctor. And possibly on this night, he was, no, no, it's all true, it's all true, and killed his mother. You know, we just don't know. But what we do know is that this isn't an act of far-right terrorism. There was no far-right political goal that was involved in this. What he was most concerned about was underground bases in America. And it seems to me that these other things that he's got here about these other races, that it's just incidental. It's just him talking about his life in this 24-page text. I mean, they tell us that there's nothing in there to say that he's just about to carry out an attack. I think it's just him telling his life story, basically. And in it, he's saying his thoughts and actions are being controlled by mind readers. It's classic paranoid schizophrenia, I think.
Well, this seems to be aimed at American readers and listeners, that this guy speaks English with only a very slight accent. I don't even know what this guy did for a living. It's strange how they said that his website was taken down hours after the attack. 12 hours after the attack, they said they arrested somebody and they had no political motive. How would they have known it was him and then been able to call the ISP, whoever it was, and say, demand the thing be taken down? That seems to be a very, very fast motion. I want to see this. I want to read this stuff, if it exists at all, because I guarantee you it's like in reading Dylann Roof's stuff, or all these, so many of these manifestos that are so poorly done and all have that one thing in common. This is what – these are the cliches that leftists use to attack us. You would think, even if he's – I mean, the guy's obviously – he could write. He had a normal social life. He had a normal life other than his mother, that he could read articles. He could put together evidence and cite sources and stuff like that. He could speak English very well. He's obviously not an idiot. That this would be better written, that he could make more sense out of this. And the fact that no one in his life suggested any mental problem. It wasn't just doctors that missed it. It was everyone that missed it. So nothing, nothing is adding up. The fact that he used a Glock pistol to kill 11 people in two locations, I got a problem with that. That's really hard to do. And although he was a good shot, obviously he was in a gun club. I don't know, he didn't use a pistol there, according to the, and again, guns are very hard to get there. Nothing is adding up here. The fact that he doesn't talk about Germany at all. And why just that little speck of a video are they releasing, but everything else is hidden? So, they're probably putting the narrative together now. But 12 hours after the BBC said that there was no political motive and someone was arrested. So again, like everything else, all the marks of manipulation are on all of this. And not only are they going to, you know, try to get rid of the AFD, but they're going to try to associate our people with mental illnesses. And you're going to have a situation like you had under Khrushchev in the Soviet Union, where you know, right-wing dissent will be considered a mental problem. And that's how they get around the First Amendment.
So there wasn't any report of there being any political motivation with this at first in the ones that you've seen, Matt. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So this is all later on.
I have an article 12 hours ago. BBC said someone was arrested, a suspect was arrested, and there was no obvious political motive. That wasn't that long ago. So, I mean, how can they have gotten rid of this website hours after the, whatever hours means, after the attacks occurred? And of course, you already mentioned that this bill was introduced, 24 hours before this attack. This is, you know, I mean, I don't know what mechanism they use, but this, you know, this poor guy. And I also didn't see where he shot his mother.
They haven't told us. They haven't told us whether it was after the attack or whether it was before the attack. It certainly seems that they're making the most they can out of it. I mean, it is very fortuitous that this has happened 24 hours after them putting this bill before Parliament. They've obviously found this crazy YouTube and thought, well, there's a few bits in it that fit in with far-right talking points, particularly the way that the left perceives the far-right. So we'll use that and we'll portray him as this kind of figure, and we'll use it to attack nationalists with, and particularly the AFD. I think that's what's going on here. We've had an interesting response from Turkey. The Turkish state news agency Anadolu reported that 5 Turkish nationals were among those killed in the shootings. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, "I believe the German authorities will endeavour to shine a light on all aspects of the attack." And you sort of questioned that, the wording, for some reason, Matt. Why was that?
Well, I don't speak Turkish. I don't know what the original Turkish statement was, but shine a light on all aspects of this attack. What is he referring to there? That's an odd thing to say, even in translation. What do all aspects mean? I don't know what he's referring to there. That there's elements here that he's afraid that they're not going to talk about. What might those be?
Well, he was calling Merkel a Nazi a while back, wasn't he? He was saying that Germany were Nazis because they wouldn't allow Turkish politicians to come over and speak to the Turks in Germany to try and get them to vote for Erdogan's party back in Turkey. I mean, he's basically saying that these people that Germany has been told are just the same as all the other Germans are actually still Turks. And Merkel wasn't very happy about this. And he was calling her a Nazi, which obviously Merkel was not very happy about either. And maybe that is playing into this, because Erdogan thinks that Germany is a nest of white supremacy and neo-Nazis, and, you know, sort of similar to the way that in South America they think that Trump is a white supremacist and a fascist. Remember, Maduro was saying that in one of his speeches, and Erdogan's pretty much the same, because they know that they can profit from that. They can make a real thing of this, and they know that that's the way to hurt these white leaders, is to accuse them of being white supremacists. But the 4 biggest Islamic associations in Germany called for more to be done in the fight against right-wing extremism. The Coordination Council of Muslims said they had requested for months that there needed to be a clear stand against Islamophobia. The Confederate of the Kurdistan Community in Germany said, "We are angry because the politically responsible in this country have not taken a decisive stand against right-wing networks and right-wing terrorism." Where is the evidence that this was anything to do with a right-wing network, or it was anything to do with Islamophobia? There is none. The group said the murder of politician Walter Lübcke, the terror attack in Halle, and the existence of the National Socialist Underground were all examples of state politics that have a blind spot for right-wing terrorism. And the terror attack in Halle was the abortive attempt to attack a synagogue. And the guy ended up shooting up a cafe, I think, that was next door to the synagogue. And then finally, they say a demonstration against right-wing hate and extremism will be held in Berlin on Thursday evening. of course. And we don't ever actually see any demonstrations against Islamic hate and Islamic extremism after there are any Islamic attacks. We just see demonstrations showing solidarity with Muslims. It's a very strange thing that we get this different response every time to whoever the perceived attacker is, that there is a different response from the establishment. But
well, it's odd because I'm looking at the German Tagesspiegel newspaper, and it says at my time, 9:52 a.m. today, that the two demonstrations have already been planned in Berlin. Well, I've actually been involved in planning these things in the past, and it takes a while. You can't plan a demonstration in 3 hours and have the press report on it. That actually takes some time. You have to line up speakers. You have to have – you know, it takes quite a while. You have permits. So this couldn't have been done. It had to have been done before the attack. It had to have been. It doesn't make any sense otherwise. You can't just plan a demonstration. You can't do it in 45 minutes, as this suggests. Because by the time when this was written, it was just barely known that the press was saying that this guy was a right winger. So I don't know that. So this had to have been planned beforehand.
Well, they actually have organizations, crisis management organizations. When a terrorist attack happens, they call up these private networks and they arrange for moderate imams to arrive. They arrange for flags to be at half mast, for lights to go on in sympathy with the country's flag, loads of posters saying sympathy with Muslims. I can remember reading a report on this the other day, well, not the other day, a couple of months back, about these organizations, because they're actually private organizations. And this happens in Britain, so I'm sure it happens in Germany as well. So when something like this happens, they have protocols that they go through, and having like candlelit vigils or having protests at the drop of a hat, that would be a part of it. But I do find it particularly callous that we've got these dead people there, and straight away these organizations are speaking up and politicizing it and saying this is far-right extremism, the government isn't doing enough, we have to clamp down on this, and bringing up these examples of all these others. Because in other situations, you know, people get told, don't politicize a tragedy like this, because that's what this is. This is a tragedy. This is a madman who has gone on a shooting rampage, who has killed his mother. His father is left alive. His father doesn't have his wife anymore. His father doesn't have his son anymore. All the people that he killed, their relatives are going to be grieving. And yet all they're thinking about doing is politicizing it and trying to blame the current boogeyman, which is the AfD, and which is nationalism. And hopefully they won't succeed, because the evidence is out there that the guy was a madman and not a nationalist. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Matt. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Grandpa Lampshade. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.